And there's more on the immigration issue at our website, npr.org. And now to a region of Pennsylvania that's known to be conservative, but has sent a Democrat to Congress for the last 36 years. And it's done so for a single reason. Congressman John Murtha, a master at bringing federal dollars to his district. 3 months ago, Murtha passed away at age 77. And now, with a special election set for May 18th, Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district is suddenly up for grabs. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
Pennsylvania 12 is a sprawling district that runs this way and that, winding north and south and east and curling back up on itself with a footprint some 100 miles wide. Its population is easier to describe. People here tend to be conservative, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats too. Many work in the coal mining industry. They are pro-gun and anti-abortion rights. John Murtha routinely won in a landslide here. In fact, it's not hard to find Republicans who voted for him time and time again, like 72-year-old Janet Hagridge.
Well, I will say, you know, I am a Republican, but he is probably the only Democrat that I ever voted for because he has a lot of pull in our district.
But now Hagridge says she thinks she likes what she hears from a wealthy 42-year-old Republican businessman named Tim Burns.
I got into this race a year ago simply because I was concerned about what I saw happening to the country. Never been in politics before. I think that this country's in a fight for its very life. We've got a great opportunity here.
The venue is a combination restaurant sports bar on the eastern end of the district. Burns has to make it quick. The Pittsburgh Penguins game starts shortly, and competing with the Stanley Cup playoffs here is a loser for any politician. He wraps it up before the puck drops.
Camilleri with it, Travis Mullen with a center drive.
79-year-old Tony Sharon slides into a booth to talk. A retired coal miner, he's thrilled to see a Republican with a chance to win.
He could be one, a majority that goes to Washington, that we can put our country back together again.
The Democrat in the race is Mark Kritz, a longtime top aide to Congressman Murtha. Kritz says because of that experience, he knows the district and its people, and he's already been working for them. Kritz campaigned in downtown Washington, Pennsylvania, where 59-year-old Barbara Barnes, a member of the Plumbers Union, says she's worried that if Republicans retake the House, they'll kill future economic stimulus legislation.
These no votes will put the country into total ruin. We've lost the jobs. We've lost industry. We've totally lost the industry. And the stimulus money was very much needed in southwest Pennsylvania.
Both candidates have brought in big-name help from outside the district. On Tuesday, Kritz was joined by West Virginia's Democratic Governor Joe Manchin. And he got some musical help from John Baumann, also known as Bowser, from the doo-wop group Sha Na Na.
Bum 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 bum. Dang a dang dang ding a dong ding. Vote for Mark Kritz.
Meanwhile, Republicans campaigning for Tim Burns include former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Tomorrow, newly minted Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown will be in the district. Political analyst Terry Madonna of Franklin and Marshall College says Brown's appearance here is meaningful.
In some respects, it's a miniature, if you will, or House replay of what we saw in the Massachusetts U.S. Senate election a couple of months ago. It has all of the same characteristics.
That includes a special election to fill an open seat long held by a legendary Democrat and the ongoing frustration over the economy. Last night, the candidates held a debate in Johnstown. Republican Tim Burns' strategy has been to shift focus away from the late John Murtha to President Obama and to link Democrat Mark Kritz to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at every opportunity.
She knows once he's elected, he will be one more vote for her liberal agenda. Don't kid yourself. She's not doing it because he's a nice guy.
Kritz's response?
Tim, you don't know me very well. You should ask my... Nobody tells me what to do. I do what I think is right.
The stakes here are very high for both parties. For Democrats, retaining Murtha's seat could mean that perhaps this year's political landscape isn't as bad as it seems. For Republicans, though, a win would make them even more enthusiastic heading into the midterm elections in November. Don Gagne, NPR News, Johnstown, Pennsylvania.